Cheeky. Hello, Cheeky. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Cheeky. Hello, Cheeky. Hello, Cheeky. Hello.
Hello.
You're all under arrest. Hi there. Hi there. This is Tim again. Thank you so much. Yes, once again, it's Tim time. My guests tonight are Barbara Streisand. Hi, Barbie. Bob Hope, glad to see you brought your clubs with you, Bobby. Hi there. Our good friends, the Bolshoi Ballet, who are going to be augmented by our regular dancers, Peaches and Bubbles. And with this week's special surprise, Johnny Betjeman. Put it away, Johnny, they'll all see it. Oh, all right then. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Betjeman. And a song later, Johnny, okay? Johnny Betjeman, a great guy. You know, ladies and gentlemen,
life is funny. Isn't life funny? I've often thought life is so... I went into the butcher's shop today. I asked the butcher for a couple of chops. You know the way you do, you go in. And I said, make them lean. And the butcher said...
Tim, what are you doing?
Which way? Pardon? I said, make them lean. And he said, which way?
Tim, what are you doing?
Well, you two were still in the pub, and I thought this was my great chance to have my own show. And I wasn't going to let it slip away. I was going to grasp it with both hands and not let anything stand in my way!
Get off.
All right.
You know, Barry, I'm moving my family down to the country.
Oh, yes?
Yes, I bought a little arms house. Then I bought a legs house. And we're going to keep our heads in the garage.
My wife was frightened of getting mugged in London, so we moved to Hove.
What happened?
Well, she still got mugged, but the fellow wore a dinner jacket.
And now...
Would you believe it?
The commander of the submarine HMS Forthright sank 40,000 tons of Japanese shipping in 3 days. Last week in Southampton Harbour.
Meanwhile, in 1066, exactly 12 months from 1065.
King Harold, come quick, the Normans are invading.
I'll be with you in a minute, I've got something in me eye.
Look, you fellows, stop crowding me at the microphone. I get terrible attacks of Shostakovich.
You mean claustrophobia?
No, a small Russian composer comes and bites me in the leg.
Oh, rubbish.
There's one. Get your teeth into that, Tchaikovsky.
Thank you. Come on, Rimsky.
Not for me. I'm on a diet.
Oh. Here is a newsflash. Earlier today, three men in a large suit claiming to be Matt Monroe raided a bank in Hampstead and stole a bowl of Parmesan cheese in the manager's Y-fronts. Police are looking for a small red-haired midget as they think he'll be easier to find than three men in a large suit.
Be my love, and with your kisses set me burning.
All right. Oh, I am put out. And now we go over to the festival hall where Konstanty Kardosh is conducting the last movement of Beethoven's Fifth.
That was quick.
Well, he's a lightning conductor.
Lou? Lulu, I've got a sensational new act. Beautiful girl, vital statistics, 86. 32, 34.
Great. What does she do?
If we're lucky, she stands up.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Barry Cryer to count up to five.
One, two, three, six, four. Damn, I blew it again.
Are you sure Alec Guinness isn't available for these counting jokes, John?
You mustn't say Alec Guinness. It's advertising.
Oh, sorry. That's going to make this next announcement a bit difficult.
Why?
Listen. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sir Alec Dark Irish Stout Players...
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. The Sir Alec Dark Irish Stout Non-Tipped Cigarettes...
Good, good.
Present Sir Lawrence... Sir Lawrence Filter-Tipped in William Shakespeare's immortal small cigar, Prince of Denmark.
To be or not to be. Yes?
Hello, I manufacture a deodorant called To Be or Not To Be.
Why do you do that?
Well, I've always wanted to be on radio. Listen. Picture you upon my knee. Drink advertised by chimpanzees for two. And two for drink advertised by chimpanzees.
Get off!
Home hints for the handyman.
Oh, fiddly-dee number three.
How to make a table lighter.
Take all the dishes off.
One, two, three, four, E, F, G. Oh, damn.
Well?
What do you mean, well? It's not my line.
It's not mine.
Oh, it's not. Whose is it? Oh, Dennis. Dennis! What? Oh, yes. No. No, Dennis, it's your line. Oh, yes. Sorry. Now, look, a propos.
What?
Now, look, a propos.
Dennis, that is apropos.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were playing a Greek character. Anyway, apropos of that man on the telephone who sang T for Two...
Dennis, you mustn't say that.
Listen, I'm sorry, I call a spade a spade.
Oh, I call most of them sir.
What about Lena Horne?
Him as well.
Now, look, as far as this programme is concerned, I am the musical director.
What?
Well, I direct the musicians.
How?
Well, I say things like straight down the corridor and second on the left.
That's the ladies.
Well, I didn't say I did it right.
Well, as you're the only musical director we've got, perhaps you care to direct the trio in this song.
Certainly. Don play the bass and Tony the drums.
Wrong.
Oh, well, please yourselves. A one, two, straight down the corridor.
Some carrots for my lady, and a radish or two to remind her of the lover she's leaving behind her. Some parsnips that grow where it's shady, and some broccoli spears as a token of the sweet words that I've left unspoken. Some turnips too, to show I'm feeling blue, and let this sweet bouquet quite simply say to her, I love you. Some carrots for my lady, and a card saying see you on Friday, 'cause that's my day for her Irish.
Minnehaha, 3 papoose. Prairie flower, 5 papoose. Pocahontas, 4 papoose.
What are you doing?
Getting my scorecard up to date.
Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington.
Why not?
The James boys are going to hold it up at Eagle Gulch.
Hello?
Hello. Jesse James here.
Jesse James was a fella.
Lot you know, cowboy Trot.
Look here, look here, look here. I only came on this program because I understood it had some educational content.
It has. We're teaching children something.
What?
To watch television.
I've got a son at home your age.
But I'm older than you are.
In my day, we had to make our own entertainment.
I don't follow that.
You can't follow that. Now, for an interview with a pair of trousers.
Good evening. You're a pair of trousers.
Yes.
What kind of trousers are you?
Oh, you're not catching me with any trick questions.
What do you mean?
Well, no flies on me, mate.
In that case, I arrest you in the name of the law. Will you accompany me to the police station?
I'm afraid not. Dennis is our accompanist.
Oh. Well, then, will you accompany me, Dennis?
Certainly.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm.
And they were never seen again.
Go on, Barry, try again.
All right. One, two, three, four, apple.
Wrong.
Pear?
No.
Grapefruit?
No.
Try pomegranate.
Pomegranate?
No.
Well, Gladys, it's goodbye. It's the kind of goodbye I hate, because who knows when I'm going to see you again, but it's got to be done. Because when you're British, Glad, there's only so much you can take. When the bush starts shucking his weight about, someone's got to shoulder the gun and go out there and stop him.
Yeah, but why does it have to be me?
Would you believe it?
The American Indians could tell the weather with a porcupine quill. They used to stick it out of the tent, and if it got wet, it was raining.
Five Second Theatre presents The Curse of the Vampire.
Bloody hell, I've broken me tooth.
Ladies and gentlemen, a festival of meanwhiles.
Meanwhile, in a busy street in London's West End.
Excuse me, sir, you can't park here. Can't you see the sign? It says, odd dates only.
And if he turns up cheeky, he's the oddest date you've ever seen.
Meanwhile, in a jungle clearing just next to Tarzan's bag of nuts.
Dr. Livingstone, I presume.
No, but I saw him yesterday.
How was he?
Delicious.
I'm a chopper train.
Of course you are, sir. Put your head between your knees and breathe deeply.
All right, if you insist.
The idiot now leaving platform 4 is for Doncaster Central, Leeds and Montevideo.
Next patient, please.
Good afternoon. I'm the 528 from Western Supermare.
You're late. Have you brought a note?
Yes, two, actually.
Dennis!
Oh, sorry.
Shut up, Dennis.
Why is Dennis talking to himself? Are you talking to me?
Yes.
What did you say? I said, why is Dennis talking to himself? I don't know, but I think I'm in love again. Shall we go back to my place? Certainly.
And they were never seen again. Who were never seen again? I don't know. God, I'm doing it now.
Any more of this and the audience will be talking to himself.
What do you think of this programme? Not much.
See what I mean?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, my impression of a Brussels sprout. Zut alors.
Nothing like him.
True. Here's one. What's this? Raspberry fool.
Not for me, thanks. I'll have a vanilla ice cream.
I can't do a vanilla ice cream.
And you dare criticize my Brussels sprout?
Well, who wants vanilla ice cream and Brussels sprouts?
My wife does, all the time.
She's not again, is she?
Looks like it.
What are you hoping for this time?
A mistake in the doctor's diagnosis.
And now for a hello cheeky first.
Over to 10 Downing Street, where the Prime Minister is organising a cabinet reshuffle.
Red, white and blue, the cat's got the flu, the dog's got the bellyache, and out goes you.
Meanwhile, at Labour Party headquarters.
This great party of ours will go on until we have built Jerusalem in England's green and pleasant land.
Are you going to be in there all day?
John, do us a favour, open a tin of peas.
Certainly. I declare this tin of peas open.
You know, I'm standing here thinking, waiting for a laugh. Yeah. And I once tried to introduce Mrs. Gerald Legge to Michael Foot, but she said she was above that sort of thing.
We have here in the studio the Right Honourable Geoffrey Sock. It's often been said, sir, that you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Have you found it an asset in your career?
No, not really. They couldn't get it out.
I'd like to talk to you about your constituents.
Well, when one gets on to stuff with constituents, this is really a broad question of people and human beings, and they're all basically a chronic load of twits. Could I have my spoon back, please? Thank you. And furthermore, when one doesn't bring these things well.
Snowy.
Dick.
Jock.
Dick.
Jock.
Snowy.
Edith.
Yes?
Gerimov.
In that episode of Dick Barton's Special Agent, the part of Mr. Moto was played by Clodagh Rodgers in Boots. And the part of Boots was played by Clodagh Moto in Timothy White's.
For those of our younger listeners who don't remember Dick Barton, serves you right, you should get up earlier. For those of our older listeners who are hard of hearing and didn't hear the last joke, I said, for those of our younger listeners who don't remember Dick Barton, serves you... Oh, please yourself.
One, two, three. April, May...
Not quite, Barry, but you're getting warmer.
So I am. I think I'll take something off.
What?
A peewit. Listen.
That's not very good.
Look at the other end. He's laid an egg.
Here is a very rare recording of Des O'Connor singing quite well.
Et sur le fond de la mer de France de fraîche et boutonnière. Et le siffle entre nous, escargot et pommes de terre et choux. Dis donc, dis donc, dis donc, ne frappez pas le bidet, s'il vous plaît. Genoux en l'air, mes bras. Genoux en l'air, mes bras. Au-dessus la table, il doit vous aller. Et ah, et ah, et ah, et... Si nous vous tenons pliés, nous couvrons tous les gens. Genoux, genoux, notre élevant fou, genoux en l'air, mes bras. Mon Dieu, quelle chanson terrible. Quelle chanson terrible, quelle chanson terrible. Mon Dieu, quelle chanson terrible. Et quelle chanson terrible aussi.
Tout ensemble.
Mon Dieu.
Beast, beast.
Who is?
And now over to George Sanction at Wimbledon.
Welcome to, to here. There's a man with a sort of banjo thing hitting a ball at a man with another banjo thing, and in between there's a sort of, open-worked crochet affair. tied to two sticks, and there's an... Oh, there's another man sitting on top of a ladder and shouting a lot. And... oh, they've stopped hitting the ball, and... Oh, now they've started hitting it again. Well, that's all they seem to do here, so, back to our, back to that place with lots of, you know, with lots of wires and switches and things. Oh, you know the one.
Thank you. And now, here is Barry Cryer to give us a talk on silver.
Some of you may be wondering why I'm sitting on this white horse and wearing a black mask. Well, mind your own business. Good night.
Birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it.
When's it going to be my turn?
Apropos of that, Tim, I've had a word on your behalf with the lady in the canteen, and she said no as well.
And the last time she said no was in 1947 to Lord Reith, and he was only asking for a cheese sandwich. It was the same day Lord Cheese came in and asked for a wreath.
One, two, three, Jack, Queen, King. Oh, knickers!
Ladies and gentlemen and Mummy.
You got clean underpants on, Timmy?
Yes, Mummy.
Well, that's all right. You can get run over then.
Can I go on?
Don't you know?
Ladies... Oh, I see. Ladies and gentlemen, 'tis with great prode and plaisir, I'll kill that typist, that we present three programmes at one and the same time.
We've done it before and we'll do it again.
Have we no shame?
No!
So here are Today in Your Kitchen, The Week's Good Cause, and Colditz.
Did you get that? Today in Your Kitchen,
The Week's Good Cause,
and Colditz.
Good evening and hello. This week's appeal is for the restoration of the Palace Theatre, Hereford. What does that mean to me, I can hear some of you asking, and my answer is...
Stuffed aubergines. Take these and place them...
in solitary confinement. And if that doesn't break your spirit, I shall arrange for you to...
play with O'Twanky, followed by 2 years in the Mousetrap. This fine old theatre where the public first saw Sir Laurence Olivier's...
Parson's nose smothered in tomato sauce and surrounded by...
the 14th Panzer Division with bayonets drawn.
I have a plan, sir. I shall tunnel my way through the cherry orchard, up through the...
breast of veal.
And at the Swiss border, I expect to be...
dipped in fondue cream and left...
to rot or turn into a bingo hall.
Look, Captain, I've managed to get you a forged passport in the name of...
Dame Anna Neagle, who spent many happy years here as...
Hitler's right-hand man. He's coming here next week, accompanied by...
two sliced tomatoes and six radishes and...
Felix Mendelssohn's Hawaiian serenaders. A wonderful act. The way they used to...
climb out of the lavatory window dressed as...
a string of onions. Or, if you prefer it, a clove of garlic and...
a bullet in the kidneys. We managed to drag him back onto the wire, but unfortunately he caught his...
little titch.
And has never been the same man since.
In these cases, I always recommend smothering it in breadcrumbs and dipping it in hot fat.
When you get to Berlin, contact Elsa and she'll make sure you get it...
as you like it. Or perhaps her greatest role...
cheese and onion. One of the tastiest hors d'oeuvres is...
Field Marshal Goering.
Stuffed.
What I thought we could do, sir, is steal the baker's van and cram it full of...
parsley and...
the Tiller Girls. On another occasion, I had the honour to entertain here His Late Majesty King George V, who did me the honour of calling me...
British Schweinhund! If you do not tell me where the Major has gone, I will give you a taste of this bayonet.
Right up the centre aisle. The stalls are in ruins, and those once proud and majestic curtains are now reduced to...
a pair of cellular drawers and an army vest. That's all Jenkins will need to...
prepare a three-course meal for...
a chorus of nuns.
Remove the outer covering...
because the lads need a bit of fun. They've had no Red Cross parcels since...
1892. What we need is 80,000 pounds of...
new potatoes and...
a tin helmet.
Or a non-stick frying pan will do. But be careful when the sausages get hot. They don't jump out of the frying pan and...
into the foyer. Our audiences were always loyal. I can still hear their customary greeting to each new arrival.
Quick, sir! Over here! I'll make for the trees and you...
make some gravy out of the giblets and...
a Chinese juggler. I have seen him keep in the air simultaneously 6 balls, 4 Indian clubs...
1/2 pound of mince and...
a corporal in the Queen's Hussars. He was a plucky chap. Even when they shot away his...
paper napkin.
He smiled bravely and murmured...
I thank you. And other immortal catchphrases such as... can you hear me, mother? And...
tomorrow morning you will face a firing squad.
That always brought the house down. If you care about our heritage, why not...
drop out of a first floor window onto the...
egg custard, which you've already prepared.
And send your donations to me...
Crepe Suzette.
OBE.
Top Security Wing, Colditz Castle.
Litham St. Anne's.
And custard.
Good night.
1, 2, 3, 4...
And I'm afraid that's all the time we've got.
Shut up, Cheeky.
Shut up, Cheeky.
This programme was written and performed by Barry Cryer, Tim Brooke Taylor and John Durkin. Music by the Dennis King Trio. And the whole disaster produced by David Hatch.